Yeah, it's a big event, but you're not just wanting to make up the numbers. You're there to win a game, and that's what we're going to try and do. It'll be a tough, tough game, but we're playing pretty well at the minute. And I'm happy with the lads. All right, we've got one or two injuries and suspensions, but the lads have been really, really positive. We played a good game last week with 10 men for most of the game, so there was no shame in it. We gave it a go to try and retrieve it. And as I said before, you wouldn't have thought it was 11v10 for that length of spell.
You've got a lot of players out. Mm. If you were at your best with everybody in, this is a tough game. How do you deal with it with up to seven of your key players not available?
No, I have the belief in the team. I don't waver from it. I have the belief that we're going to go out there and win. That's my belief.
Matter what team you put out?
No. Whoever's picked and whoever's available, then we go and try and win. That's my belief in my own head.
Do you sell it as an opportunity to those coming in?
About both. There's an opportunity there, but also I think they're playing well enough as well to merit staying in. So, okay, we have to change it due to one thing or another. But whoever plays Tom, I'm totally relaxed about the lads playing.
How big a deal is it to have Fabian Delph back? Because he made a difference last week when he came on.
Losing for that length of time was a blow. We've been out without key players in big positions for us for a good while. So Fabian came back, albeit early, and I wanted to do it. But sometimes a needs must. And he put himself forward to play, which was great. And I think another week under his belt, he's ready for it.
Just moving on to Manchester United, they've got plenty of goals in them as well, haven't they? But they're also a little bit frail at the back if you can expose it.
Well, that's what we have to try and do. And if we can do what we've been doing of late, and we can try and get at the defence, then great. We know how hard it's going to be, but I know I've got players that can cause them trouble.
I might be wrong, but Benteke looked a little bit frustrated last week because he's a man who can finish as good as anybody. Mm. Not really much created for him. How do you get the best out of Benteke? How do you create chances for him?
Well, I think that's half the rest of the lads. Christian wasn't a normal game, never the normal game, so you can't blame anybody else.
I wasn't blaming anybody. I'm asking how you create chances for him.
No, but you're saying Benteke had two chances to score. Yeah, on his own, and didn't take it. So you can't blame anybody else on that. So I think you can't label anybody else. That's the nature of the game. Christian was off his game, I thought. But more times than not, he's been on it. And he's going to get some up and downs. He's a young guy, he's gets up and downs. But it's a team game. We don't label because we've no created, but it's a team game.
The tactical side of it always amazes me. I love to watch what you're doing. You've got the system now where the fullbacks are virtually on the corner flag and Brad brings them into play and you try to play out from the back. A, do you think that works for you, or is it easy to defend against? And have you got other ideas and other things you've learned that you know we'll see creeping in?
There's all other systems and other ways of playing, but the lads are comfortable with doing it. They seem to have more space. Pitch is really big when you do it. And we have more of the ball than we've had for the last while anyway, so you want to try and dominate the ball and get through the lines of the attack. So that's what we're trying to do.
Is that the sort of thing, though, that gets better the more you do it?
The more you do it, the more you practice. We've been, as I said, it's in its infancy, really, of doing it. But they've took to the lads, and as I said before, they're enjoying it.
Just finally from me, can we expect any surprises in the team lineup, bearing in mind your injuries?
There's one or two lads that obviously we need to bring up a young kid down from the reserves to make the bench. So we're down to the bare bones, but that's the way the game is. But we'll still have quite a strong side up.